that you first build the house and then build, put kelim in, then if it's missing in the shleimus of this world and it doesn't stim, then it can't be b'shleimus. That's what Betzal was mechadish. That you're right, I know all the kavanas and it makes sense all the way up there. But it has to stim with Olam Hazah as well. It has to go hand in hand. And if it doesn't go hand in hand, then there's something missing in the shleimus habriya. It can't be that what's the rebuke. That's the Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem means that there's a complete shleimus. And if it's missing in the shleimus, even if it's minhag shalaylon, but that's missing in the shleimus, can't be, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Now I understand why you called Bezalel. Betzel Kel. Because you understood, even minhag shalaylon, the minhag of the world is not that way, so it can't be, that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. Because we're building a Mishkan, it has to have 100% shleimus, it's got a shtim down here, and it's got a shtim up there. And the two have to go together. What does minhag shalaylon mean when we talk about minhag shalaylon? It's what we call minhag shalaylon means a lot of times the Welt Fierzach Hazeh. Right? There's such a sprach in Yiddish. This is the way the world runs. This is the way who decided. There's such a thing called, there's a grey area, as they say. It's not written in the four Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. You open up the Shulchan Aruch, steht nicht. But it's a Kabbalah Yidden Fezach Hazeh. Because that's the Rotzon Hashem. That's the Rotzon Hashem. The Kotzke says, Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecho Ba'azos Metzach. We say in Rosh Hashanah Davening, Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecho Ba'azos Metzach. What's Azos Metzach? Chutzpah. What's the Chutzpah? Well, every Avera is Chutzpah. So I have to say Al Chet for the Avera itself. So where do I have an Avera? Where do I have an Avera? Where do I have an Avera that is not an Avera? It's only Chutzpah. Where do you have such a thing? If Monashach, if I'm doing an Avera, so I have to say Al Chet for the Avera itself. If I'm not doing an Avera, so what's the Chutzpah? Says the Kotzke, there's a lot of things that are not written in Shulchan Aruch. There's no Issa. But there's such a thing called Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem. We understand that the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want me there. He doesn't want me in certain places. He doesn't want me in a mokum nisoyim. He doesn't want me to walk around like that. He doesn't want me to behave that way. Can I say it's osa muta? Well, is it accepted? Is it not accepted? It's called Rotzon Hashem. Says the Kotzke, on that I say, Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecho Ba'azuz Metzach. I'm a mechutzav. Can I say I did an Avera? No. But I had a chutzpah because I understood. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want me to go there. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want me to be seen in certain places. Can I say it's wrong or right? It's a mokum nisoyim. I wasn't over. Ba'azuz Metzach. Kedoshim to you, says the Pasuk, says the Ramban. What's Kedoshim to you is coming to tell me? Says the Ramban. It's not telling me any Issa. It's telling me Kaddish Atzmecho B'Mutaloch. What is Kaddish Atzmecho B'Mutaloch? Be a Kaddish to yourself even with things that are mutter to you. Don't be a manuvel B'Shus HaTorah. Says the Kotzke, that's Pshat Azaz Metzach. There's a very thin line, what's called Benoyeg Sheba'olam. It's the wrong moshel. Since the subject's up, I'll talk about it anyway. I didn't intend talking about it, but if it flew through my mind, I'm saying it anyway. We were masbir last week the change. And we were masbir that the change has nothing to do with Hilchus Shulchan Aruch. Hilchus Mekach Memka. But once we're changing, let me be masbir something. It's a statement in Shulchan Aruch. That there's any issa in walking in on Yom Kippur with a blue shirt, the two open buttons at the top, and a pair of jeans and flip-flops. Steht nicht in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I should walk around with flip-flops on Yom Kippur. But steht nicht in Shulchan Aruch. But there's such a thing called Maserin Klal Yisrael. By us, it's called Benoyeg Sheba Olam. Benoyeg Sheba Olam means our Masera. There's a certain Masera of how a Yeshiva Bacha looks from the days of Rav Chaim Volozhiner all the way down. A Yeshiva Bacha always looked different. A Yeshiva Bacha always represented Shevet Levi. A Yeshiva Bacha always represented. They are the Ovdim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at today are the Yeshivas. Today it became cheap. Because Yeshivas is for everybody. But when the Chaim Volozhiner started the Yeshivas, it was for those who really wanted to come to a Yeshiva. Not for those who were forced to come to a Yeshiva. And a Yeshiva Bacha understood there's no Shulchan Aruch. But a Yeshiva Bacha represents Torah. He's from the Shevet Levi. He's a Miyuchad in Klal Yisrael that he has the schus to represent Torah, to learn Torah all day. So there's a Noyek Sheba Olam. Steht nicht in Shulchan Aruch. Noyek Sheba Olam. It's a Mekubal in Klal Yisrael. That we dress differently. That we act differently. That we speak differently. That we eat differently. Doesn't say it's also to be Oichel B'Shuk, but it says Doima L'Kelev. So when I eat B'Shuk and I'm Doima L'Kelev, then the Benoyek Sheba Olam is to bring him into your dormitory. When I go shopping in shorts to pick up my bottle of beer on tzitzis, the Nochanama, I can cuddle and love the Doima L'Kelev. L'Kelev itself is a Nochanami. The actual Kelev I can be in love with. Noyeg Sheba Olam sometimes can be worse than the Etzim Issa Alein. Because Al Chet Shechatonu Lefanecho Ba'azus Metzach. The Kaddish Atzmecho B'Mutaloch sometimes is more chomo than the actual Aveira. Why? Like we said before. Because the Aveira or the Mitzvah doesn't prove who you are. It's the Choyma, the Tchum. What's my Tchum? What's my boundary? What wall did I build around me that will keep me away from the gas? What's the wall that I built around me what I want to do Rotzon Hashem? And Rotzon Hashem means understanding. I always give the mashal of the guy whose father knows he smokes, and the child understands that when the father gives him money, he understands the father knows he's giving him money to buy cigarettes, but he'll never smoke in front of his father. Why not? What's the purpose? He knows he's giving you money to buy a pack. I don't want to hear him straight out. That every son understands. He knows, I know, I smell, but he's never seen me. Why? Because that much derech eretz and that much sensitivity, the child understands that you don't have to spit him in the face. That's called understanding Rotzon Hashem. The instinct of a child understands. Exactly what the rotzen of his father is. And he's careful. Don't spit him in the face. Adrabba, some of us, Hashem Yichud Kutcho, in Yimuchan HaMuzumon, but we're talking about B'noyeg Sheba'olam. B'noyeg Sheba'olam. Why? And that sometimes is worth more in Hilchus Kibud Avaim and in Hilchus Kesher with the person than the actual doing something for the person. Because you understand Toich Toichai, deep, you understand his feelings, and it's something, it's a relationship that goes deeper than when I ask you to do me a favor. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us. He wants us to understand one thing deeper. I always give the muscle. 10 guys standing in front of the swimming pool on Chatzos, after Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to swim till after Chatzos. So we're standing by Chatzos, and there's a countdown. 9, 8, 7, 6. Chatzos, boom. Everybody jumps in. Mutter also. Mutter. Is that Ratzon Hashem? I'm waiting for the minute, even though the Beis HaMikdash is still burning. And that's how I finish off my Avelus. Is it Muta also? It's Muta. Do I understand what Ratzon Hashem is? On that you have to take a chet, al chet shechatonon lefanecho, ba'azus metzach. Because that's chutzpah. That's kadesh atzucha b'mutaloch. Understand the sensitivity that the Rebbeinu Shem just lost his churban based on Migdash Rishon, based on Migdash Sheni. The Shechina is in Golos. He gave you a heter that on the 10th day when the Beis HaMikdash is still burning, that after Chatzos, you don't have to fear the Chilchas Avelos. You can actually take a shower after 9 days of not taking a shower. If it still exists, that halacha. That's al chet shechatonu lefanecho ba'azus metzach. There's a minhag shel olam of each one of us, how we're going to build our tchum. That tchum, that boundary, is based on what is Ratzon Hashem. What's my relationship with the Ribbono shel olam? Instinctively, how do I understand what he wants from me? When he gives me money, when he helps me, am I going to smoke up right in front of his face? Or am I going to do it around the corner? He doesn't have to see me do it. What's my tchum? And how am I going to build my wall? And that's going to be my shtempel. That's going to be my chatim. That's going to be who I am. That's who I come back with. That's my individuality. Two psukim in the Torah. The Torah says, Shomai Tishman es mitzvah Hashem lekecho ve'edoysov v'chukov asher tzivcho. God, Shomai Tishman, the double shmira on the mitzvah Hashem lekecho, ve'edoysov, his chukov, statutes, v'chukim asher tzivcho. And then the pasuk later on says, there's another chiyuv. You got to do what's yosha, straight, va'toiv, and what's good. Be'ene Hashem. Leman yitav loch. Know that the Baruch Hashem will be good for you. What's the pasuk being Moisef? He already told us that you've got to do. Shomay Tishmas, Mr. Shem Lagecha. What's he being Moisef over here about? Asisa Yashav HaToiv. What's for Asisa Yashav HaToiv if it's not mitzvahs? Say the Mefoshim, Vasisa Vayoshua Toiv tells me what is Rotzen Hashem. It's what we call the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't talk about the mitzvahs or the averas. Talks about my personal connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I wake up in the morning, I want to go somewhere. Do I understand? Is this what Rotzen Hashem is? The Moridika Medrash. The Moedic and Medrash that talks about Yosef. Yosef, Hayom Rov Ayonos. Hayom Rov Ayonos, what does Hayom Rov Ayonos mean? The Yam saw Vayonos and it ran away. Kriyas Yamsof. What did it see? It says the Chazal Aroinu Shel Yosef. What's Aroinu Shel Yosef? He saw the Aron of Yosef. Once he saw the Aron of Yosef, he got nervous and he did the Kriyas Yamsof of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Ma ro Aroinu Shel Yosef. What was the Aron of Yosef? Yosef was Vayonos Hachutza. He had an Isoyan, and he ran outside, and he left his jacket by Potipharah, by Ashes Potipharah. He ran out, he didn't wait a minute. Because of this Vayonos, he was Zeicha, that Klal Yisrael had Kriyas Hayamsuf. Hayom ro Vayonos. Vayonos, what was it run away from? It ran away from Aroinu Shel Yosef, because Aroinu Shel Yosef, Vayonos Hachutza, it says by Yosef. What's the big deal of Vayonos Hachutza? Chazal tell us that Yosef was Zeicha to all the different his reward for being overcoming the Nisoyin of Ashes Potipharah. Piv Shaloi Noshak. So he was Zeicha to Malchus. And every little Nakuda, he was Zeicha to the Kesha Malchus. He was Zeicha to this. He was Zeicha. For all, every move in the game, he was Zeicha for another. The Medrash goes through about 10 things. What he was Zeicha for. He already got his Scha. What was the. And the bit on top of all that, there's something else. There's a new thing called Vayonos Achutza. He ran out. Why is that bigger than the Etzem Avera itself? And what was the Kriyas Yamsuf that Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to Kriyas Yamsuf from this little move called Vayonos Hachutza? So the Mefarshim say Poshut. He got his Scha, Piv Shloi Noshak, Gufa Shloi Zeh, goes through everything. It's Guf that didn't do the Maisa Avera, this that didn't do this, this that didn't do that. On everything he got Scha for. But the biggest Scha was for the hardest thing. The hardest thing is that I have a nisoyin, I run a mile. He didn't even wait to go back, stop for a minute, and grab his jacket and run out with his jacket. In fact, the jacket is what messed him up. Because he was left with the jacket. So Ashes Potipharah says, get my cook, what happened? I grabbed his jacket, and she says a whole bilbo that he ended up in jail for 10 years. He didn't make any cheshbonos. Vayonos hachutzo. Yonos hachutzo means that he picked himself up and he ran for his life. He didn't make any cheshbonos. He can't be in a mokum nisoyim. Chazal tell us, if you have two places, two streets to go down, and you go down a mokum where there's nisoyinus, afilu oitzem einov, even if you lock, close your eyes, nikre rosho. You call the rosho. Why are you a rosho? You close your eyes, you're not seeing anything. Because when you're in a mokum nisoyan, you're in danger. Putting yourself in danger, nikra rosha. Did you do an Avera? No. But that's called Azaz Metzach. That's called Al Chet Shechatana Lefanecha Ba'Azaz Metzach. Because Nish Dos Vil L'Ribayin Shalom. Not that, that doesn't want the Ribayin Shalom. Vayonos Achutza means I run a mile. I know I'm going to be involved in an Nishoin, I don't take any Cheshboinus. I keep away from it a mile away. I build my boundaries, my tchum, I build my wall, and that's who I am. But there's one more little nakuda that I think we should keep in the back of our minds before we go out to this big nisoyim of Vayonas Hachutza. So far, we built up the only way we're going to survive through Bein Hazmanim is if we, each one of us makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh what his boundaries is. What's his red line? What's his tchum? And in that tchum, he builds his walls. And that's who he is. Doesn't make a difference how many black Gemara he knows. And it doesn't make a difference how many davenings he made Bein Hazmanim. That's not going to tell me who you are. Who you are is what you built. The tchum. The choysam. How I do it. I work around what Rotzon Hashem is. Al chet shechatan lefanecha ba'azaz metzach. Min hoga shel olam. There's a certain mesora that Klal Yisrael has. There's a shmek. You don't have to say it. You don't have to open up a shulchan aruch. This is not what Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me at this moment. But there's one more nakuda which we all get carried away with. The Gemara says, Gemara says that if I make a shvua that I don't want to eat a certain food, right? I make a shvua. I'm going to America. I want to be makrid. Don't want to get involved in taivas achila. I make a shvua. I'm not going to eat sushi. Umitztaya, says the Gemara, and he has tzar from making this shvua. He makes shvua. So the shaila is like this: If I ate b'shoigig after making a shvua, I have to bring a korban shvua. If I ate b'mezid, I don't have to bring a korban. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, Nishba la kiko mitztaya. What do you bring? Is that called a shoigig or is that called a mezid? So says the Gemara, Shav mi yidiyosai. If he forgot, that he made a shvua, brings a korban. Or he was shav mi yidios, it's more than that. He had charot on being mitztai. And then he was b'shoigig, brings a korban. Lo yishav mi yidios. If he wasn't shav from his yidia, from being mitztai on making the shvua, doesn't bring a korban. Says Tosfos, you want to know why? I'm chatting Tosfos is poshut. Because when you're mitztaya, you taka didn't want it. So you're not going to go and eat the mezid. But if you forgot, you're quite happy about it. That's called the mezid. That means if I forgot when I was mitztaya, I forgot taka, I made a shvua. But you're quite happy about forgetting it. Because you take a hat harota. That's called a mazid. Korov le mazid. You don't bring a korov on that. Avada b'mazid, we're not holding by doing averas. I'm b'mazid We're not holding by going out there and doing and being nichshel in a lot of things that Ben Azmanim brings up. But you know what? I'm quite happy it happened. I'm quite happy it happened. I'm nishbala kika umitztaye. I have tzav from taking on this shvur. And I'm quite happy when I forgot about the shvur that I ate it. Says the Gemara, you're amazed because that's what you really wanted. Because that's what you really wanted. A lot of times, we go into Ben Azmanim, we have Kabbalahs. And we make our boundaries. But you know what? I'm quite happy if I'm put in the position where it happens. And I don't have to even go into any rayonas. I'm sure you got them yourself. I'm quite happy that when I was driving my beautiful car down, I picked up a smile and then I got a text a few minutes later. I was makabel on myself, no shaykhs. But you know what? It came my way. Nishba la kika. By you, it's nishba la boso. I made a shvua on this piece of meat. Blonde and blue-eyed. Umitztaye. But be'etzim, I have sound on this shvua. And it came by my way and I forgot about my Kabbalah. You're amazing! Because that's what you look like. And everybody lefi his madrega. We've got to remember that in the koichas of a person, you've got to go really deep down. When you're makabel something, don't be makabel and mitztaye. Because then you're amazed. Adarabba. If you want to be makabel, make it your tchum, make it your gather, build that wall. And when I say minhaga shaloyla means, you don't go down that road, because that's not Rotzen Hashem. I don't go to certain places, because it's not Rotzen Hashem. I was goyva this time on my Yetzahara. It won't happen the next time. You'll fall in. First time you're matzliach, Benshem Adrachman is on you. Second time, third time you're gone. You're gone. Benshem is not there to play tricks, you know. Benshem, I can go this far. You see, I came right to the edge. You'll fall in. There'll come a ruach she'ena mitzuya and push you in. You're still amazed. That's not called building your boundary. Building a boundary means, if I build a boundary, whatever your makabel, you build your wall, that is who you are, that's the chaysim. And I have to make my kabbalah lefi what I understand, what's Rotzen Hashem. And be makabelit and don't be mitztaye. Don't go looking for it. You know, everybody talks about 2 weeks into Ben Azmanim. It lasted a week, it lasted 2 weeks, but by the third week I was a goner. So if I'm going for 3 weeks, no. By the third week you're already planning to come back. No. If I'm going for 2 months, if I'm going for a month, and if I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael, and I've got this so-called summer program, what's going to hold me down? What's going to give my individuality? If I'm always mitztaya, how am I going to get through life? Because be'etzem, I was nishba, so I feel good for myself. But I'm mitztaya. I really want it. So we walk around life, be'etzem, a bunch of mazidim. Al-chet shechaton lefenecho ba'azuz metzach. Azuz metzach means straight out chutzpah. Didn't do an aveira, but I was mitztaya. Nishba la kika. Mitztaya. I want it really. That's Azaz Mesach. That's what the Kotzkin means, Azaz Mesach. There's no Avera over here. But I'm not doing Rotzen Hashem. There's a welt that we can steig from a Bein HaZmanim. From a Yerushalayim point of view, and even from a psychological point of view. Right? Perhaps that will talk better. Even from a psychological point of view, can any one of us say who we really are? Forget about what we want to be. Who we really are. What do we strive for? What do we want to become in the real world? What's our minhage shel olam? Forget about we have great ideas, hashkofa, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the Kodesh, with the Mishkan I know how to build. What's my minhage shel olam? When I walk out of a Beis HaMedrash, who am I? What do I want to be? Am I coming back next man with a nishbal akikah l'mitztai? I'm going to come back with a kosher phone and an iPhone. I'm not ready to give up the iPhone. I still want to be involved in the WhatsApp and in the schmutz that's going on out there. I'm not ready to give it up. I'll give it in, but I'll be a mitztai. Mitztai? You're not going to make it. Because who you are, you're the Azaz Metzach. That's who you are. That's what that teaches up. What you want. And when I build my boundaries, and today we've got to build boundaries, it doesn't have to be big boundaries. But when I build my Kabbalahs, they've got to be Kabbalahs all the way through. That I believe in it, I know that's Rotzon Hashem, and that's going to be my shtempel. This is who I am today. I'll come back from an individuality that on a psychological point of view, you'll feel better. From a psychological point of view, you'll feel, I'm a man. I am who I am. I'm not doing everything because everybody else does it. I'm not following the sheep. I'm not like a sheep going to shechita. Go with. I've got my own individuality, my own kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam. I understood one nekuda in sensitivity of what the Ribbono shel Olam wanted, and I kept to it. Do you know what that will do with your kesher with the Ribbono shel Olam? Do you understand that when you do that to a friend, without saying anything, and he understands that you understand his sensitivity, so therefore you did a certain act without being asked. Does he appreciate that more than when he asks you to do something? 100%. It goes much deeper. The relationship goes deeper. That's what the Ribbono shel Olam wants here. Mitzvahs. Beautiful thing. Doesn't mean anything. Like buying your wife flowers on Friday. Part of the game. Show sensitivity in something that you will show the Ribbono shel Olam. This is Rotzon Hashem. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, it's Minhage shel Olam. This is my boundary. This is the wall that I built for me to be in. This is going to be my shtempel. And I'm not going to be mitztai. Because if I'm mitztai, I didn't build anything. Mitztai means I'm still amazed. And I'm a kabbalit. And I want it to be part of me. Then the Ribbono shel Olam will give us a siyata dishmaya. It doesn't have to be in the big picture. Everybody in their madrega, on their level, has to have a kabbalah. Has to build his boundary. Has to build somewhere along the line, his individual kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam in his little madrega of understanding what Ratzon Hashem is. And Ratzon Hashem means Eina Mitztai. He's not going to have charot on his Kabbalah. It's not a Kabbalah that he took on. Whoa! And it's too much for him. He's going to take a Kabbalah that he know that he make, not that he's going to make it. He taka wants to make it. Doesn't say that there's not going to be nisyenus. There'll be nisyenus. But there's a chayma around it. There's a tchum. This is my boundary. I don't go down that road. I don't go there. I'm careful. I take 10 steps back before I even get to the nisoyen. That says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, there Sefer told us, Adam, this is what I'm looking for. Ubiyad kol Adam chayson. We're going to walk into a Rosh Hashanah. It's not so far away. By the time you turn around, we're already holding by another year of asking. Ubiyad kol Adam chayson. We're going to be signing in a month or two. It's already Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Next week is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I mean, this week. Wednesday's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz of. We're holding by Elul. In 3 months' time, we're going to be Biyad Kol Adam Chosim. We are going to sign with our own hand. Say the Mefarshim Biyad Kol Adam Chosim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We are the ones that sign our own warrant. Life or death. Because Biyad Kol Adam, who are you? What is your chasima? What is your signature? There couldn't be a better time than the Bein HaZmanim to walk into Elul. That when you walk into a Rosh Hashanah and you say, Biyad Kol Adam Chosim, I will sign with who I am, I will tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah. This is my individuality. This is my kesher with you. This is Biyad Kol Adam Chosim. This is my chasima. Because this chasima was built with a tchum. And I built a wall. And now it becomes my chasima. The sheirish of one word. That's the sheirish of who I am. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give us the schus of getting through a Bein HaZmanim and coming in with an individuality that we'll be able to go through a Rosh Hashanah. Ksiva v'chasima toiva. Amen.